Today on the Relationship Renovation Podcast, EJ did not know we were doing this episode. He was in the hot seat. I interviewed his avoidance. Avoidance is not bad. However, it can keep us separate, especially during difficult times. So give today a listen. I feel like it was very vulnerable, cathartic, eye-opening, and we're hoping that you can get something out of it too. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Relationship Renovation Podcast. I'm Tara Kerwin.
Hey, Tara. My name is EJ Kerwin.
Hello, EJ. So today is kind of different. We actually just recorded another podcast on like being really attuned with your partner, but also being able to say what you need and that your partner is receptive to that. And so right after that podcast ended, I had this really great idea, and EJ has no idea what this podcast episode is about. Well, call it that you're kind of in the hot seat, but I don't want to call it hot seat. I want to call it like wifey reflection seat.
Okay.
But I really want to get to know your avoidance.
Okay.
If that feels okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of ironic, right?
Why?
Well, like, do you want to talk about your avoidance? I like to avoid my avoidance.
Well, I want this to be organic, and I just want to come in with curiosity and understanding
because
I know it's something that our relationship still struggles with, you still struggle with. That came out in our last podcast. And so I want to kind of just get to know you better. And I also want to be able to take this conversation and hopefully like the therapist part of me like use this, because we get a ton of people, whether it's in our center, whether it's emailing us, like, I have a partner who avoids, who disconnects. I have no idea how to get through to them. And so it's really important, right? Because I don't think it's avoidance out of maliciousness. I think it's avoidance out of protection, right? But if we're not curious and open with our partner and we come at them like, why are you avoiding? Well, I'm just going to go back more into my turtle shell. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
okay. So do you feel comfortable having this conversation?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Absolutely. Awesome. Yeah. And I promise, like, it's not going to be long. I'm just really curious because... So in our last podcast episode, you were saying that you, and I'm really good at saying like, here's how this could have gone better for me. Here's how I need you to support me. And you said like, I don't even know what I need. So, cause I'm like, why don't you just tell me how I could do things differently? And I used to think like, oh, he just like doesn't want to speak up still. That's cool. But you were saying—
You thought that was cool?
Well, no, I was trying to be patient.
Oh, okay.
Cause you're still in like your little avoidant trend and that's cool. Not that it's a trend, but now I know that you truly don't know what you need. So I guess my first question to you is like, during difficult moments, like what happens inside of you when you, and let's just go between us, because that's when I feel like that's when I sense it the most. Like when there's some disagreement, when there's some tension, when there's stress, when I'm coming at you in like whatever tone mine is, like what happens inside of you?
So like physically, when there's confrontation between the two of you, like in my body, I feel like a heaviness in my heart, but also like almost like a nervousness in my stomach.
Okay.
Like it feels like a little pukey, not like full on pukey,
yeah,
but just like a little like, ugh. And there's like a little bit of like a sense of dread, like
yeah.
Dread.
So like even at the, like, is it when there's like this, something yeah. negative happening, or is it a tone? Is
like
it just
this morning we had that interaction, right? It was about the summer. And you had a reaction that was like, for me, indicative of like, oh, here comes conflict.
Right. Yes. And like, that's a great, and it's very recent.
And like, yeah, like I just felt instantaneously heavy, a little sick to my stomach, and then like thoughts of like, oh no, like what? What do I say now? Like, that's a big, like, what do I say now?
What do I say now?
What do
now?
I do?
Okay.
What do I do now?
Yeah. Okay, so you, somatically you feel
sick to my stomach, sick, heavy in my heart.
And then you kind of go into like a frantic almost cognitions, like, what do I do now?
It's a little more like dissociative, a little bit more like I'm kind of blank, like,
yeah.
and you've described it, and I hate the description when you say it.
Like, deer in headlights.
Like
it. I know.
You're like, yo, you're like a deer in headlights, which feels
okay.
I don't like the way it feels, yeah. But there's definitely some accuracy there where I'm just okay. Like, I freeze a little bit.
Okay, so this is great, right? So first of all, let's just like little therapist teaching moment. Instead of why do you keep walking away, avoiding, it's help me understand at the moment of stress, whatever that stress is, whatever that content is, whatever that trigger is, help me understand what happens inside of you. So now I'm getting a better understanding, right? And are you feeling defensive as I'm talking to you?
Right now?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. What's happening inside of you is so much better than why do you keep doing this or why are you
– Yeah.
Why are you a deer in headlights right now?
Yeah, you're not, because you're not like commenting on what I'm doing or that I'm doing it wrong. You're just trying to understand what's happening.
So in those moments, you're already struggling with like, what do I do now? I feel sick. Like, how do I know? Like, what's my cue that like you're in that place? How do I know? Because sometimes I don't know because you're so good at looking normal. Like, do you know what I mean? That I wouldn't know that in that moment you're feeling sick.
Well, for me, it's for in this dynamic with me, it's hard because like with you, when you're telling me what you need, like it's about the fact that you're struggling with something, you're activated, and it's just like you're just telling me what you need in that moment, and I'm generally not activated in those moments. My activation is almost not always, but frequently associated with your activation. That when someone else I care for gets, I think they're mad at me, that's when I get it. So it's like, it's hard because it's like, I don't know, like, I don't trust that you are able in that moment to be there for me. Because you're the source. So it's like I'm asking you to do something to be there for me when I see you, honestly, in that moment as a threat.
So I hear, right,
that
you don't trust that I could handle it if you did say something.
Well,
or that you're –
I don't know about handle. That's not in my vernacular around this. But like it's just like I don't trust that – that you're going to be there for me because
I got you.
Because in that moment, you're what's making me feel uncomfortable.
Right. My reaction. So hold on. Can I do a therapy teaching
sure,
moment really quick? Because that was huge. You don't trust that you'll be supportive because I'm the one who's reactive.
Yeah.
And you don't trust that I could be able to support you in the way that you need.
Because I'm already in it. Like, I've already done something wrong. I should have just shut up.
Yeah, so
that's a big one for me. I should have just freaking – I should – like, how the hell did I say that thing?
So you are very linked, like, to – you are the reason why I'm upset.
I just pissed you off.
Yeah.
I messed up.
Okay, so first of all, I'm thinking, like, that podcast we just did with Leanne on individuation and differentiation, right? The idea that, like – the more differentiated we are, like from our family of origin and from our intimate partner, like that they can have emotions and that you're still okay. That whatever my emotional reactivity is, that you can still have yours and you can own that and it's okay instead of having to avoid or walk away. So for me, I'm understanding in the therapist realm that there's still something that happens inside of you that doesn't feel free to express your emotions because you don't think someone else can support you. You don't trust that someone else can support you in the way you need. That's just more therapeutic, right? You're not as differentiated from that part of yourself, right? Because you've always been the caretaker in all of your relationships since you were a child.
Either the caretaker or just like I'm just mad. Well, I think it's – I feel like I'm the caretaker of myself. I don't – I'm the only person that's going to keep me safe in this interaction is me.
So
I can't depend upon you to do that. So why would I ask for you to meet my need if I don't trust that?
Exactly. And what keeps happening? What's the dynamic with you staying in that story? I'm the only one that can handle myself and caretake myself. Like what happens between the two of us in our dynamic?
I mean, it totally like fractures us. It separates us. It makes them a difficult moment, instantaneously, we're just like, we're not on the same team anymore.
Right. Now, do you trust that I want to support you?
In the big picture, yes, but not in the moment.
Yeah. But in the big picture.
In the big picture,
right? Because in the moment, something else is very triggered. And it's very unconscious and it's very old. But in the big picture, like, yeah, of course Tara wants to support me. Like, she's been telling me for years to, like, speak up, and she wants to know what's going on. Okay. So how would I know, right, that this is all happening? Like, during me, I'm getting activated. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. Right? How do I know? Like, what's, like, a sign
like,
where you can—
theoretically, like, or, like—
Because I want to
like, what would you see in me? Or?
Yes. What would I see in you? Because I want to know— Oh my gosh, this is a moment where he's
I mean, I think I pull away. I think I—
But how do I know that? Like, what's a sign that you pull away?
I can't make eye contact.
Eye contact. Okay. Okay.
And that's what makes these moments so tricky is like also oftentimes me not being able to make eye contact triggers you more. And so then it makes me more you're like because you do this thing like sometimes when I'm in these moments. Yeah, you do that.
I just did it.
Like I drop, like I stop making eye contact and then you do this thing like like you're trying to catch my eye contact.
So,
and that makes me feel even more like
unsafe. So you're feeling unsafe. You're feeling mistrustful and you're feeling what I'm hearing is just like all alone in this experience. Like I have to like, what did I do? I just did this. I have to keep track of myself. How do I get out of here?
Yeah. I mean, the way it feels internally for me is like almost like I'm instantaneously placed like in the middle of a labyrinth and I'm trying to figure out like, it's weird. It's like half, how do I get out of this situation? And half like, how do I get her out of this situation?
Yeah.
And that's different. Like that's different from the childhood stuff, like where I didn't feel like I was trying to get that other person out of it. I was just trying to get out of it myself or just get through it. With you, it's like, okay, well like, okay, how do I, how do I basically in some ways back up? Like, because like this morning I said something that triggered you. And then I was like instantaneously like, okay, shit, I fucked up. I shouldn't have said that. Like, well, and it's a mix how could I have known not to say that? And then how do I get her to not be mad at me anymore for saying that?
Okay.
Because I'm already like thinking about, I knew what I was going to do 20 minutes later when you were down. I had a plan in my mind. I go to her and I tell her, hey, I'm in this. I want the exact same thing you do. Like I'm already planning how to get you not mad at me.
Yeah.
But I know it's not going to happen instantaneously. So I basically just feel like I have to survive for 20 minutes.
Okay. So first of all, what's it like to talk about right now?
It's vulnerable and uncomfortable, but it's also enlightening. Like, because like what I just said feels like a big piece that ultimately at the end of the day, I have this thing when people are mad at me that I feel like in the moment, I just have to survive like anywhere from 10 minutes for 2 to 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like I'm instantaneously, I'm like, you just have to survive. And that's very much like you said, with the turtle shell is the easiest way to survive is just create this emotional shell around myself where I'm just like, you know, say what you will.
Yeah. So first of all, thank you for sharing and for like being a part of this conversation. And I just want you to know that had I not brought this up, I would never have known all of that stuff happens for you. Instead, I would have just
14 years, however many years,
a chip on my shoulder, like, oh, he's still freaking withdrawing, even after all the work we do and all the therapists we've seen and the therapy we do for other couples. But I'm not, because I'm like, this is something that you really struggle with. It's a protective mechanism, like really, you just said, for survival. But I really want to support you and feeling safe with me. I don't care about anybody else, right? And so I know that I can't just snap my fingers and be like, oh, I just tell me everything now. But what, like, if you could think of this, like, because you start to feel unsafe and that you have to, like, plan ahead and how do I make this not get worse and how do I, like, right? Like, what would ideally, like, what would support look like and how would I even start to do that? Because you don't trust that it could happen.
I mean, I think if I saw you go and you took a breath and you said, I'm triggered and I'm upset about what I just heard. but I want to come back to you and talk about that because it's important to me, but I want to talk to you about later, but I don't want you to go away.
So say that one more time.
If you took a breath.
So if I took a breath.
Yes.
Okay. So
if I saw that you were like deactivating yourself slightly.
But can I just twist it here? What if I wasn't? Like, let's just, because I really want to even, like, because I.
So what if you're still mad?
Yeah, because this is about you. Like, what is it that I could do for you if you're in that spot?
Because I don't know how you can help me if you're still mad and activated.
See, so that's where we get stuck though. Because let's just say, because my job is to help you. I want to support you in not going into freeze, flight, fight, freeze.
Yes.
Regardless of if I'm taking a breath or not, that you can start building trust that even when I get my shit together 20 minutes later and I'll take my deep breaths, that in the moment you don't have to go to flight, fight, freeze.
Well, then you're saying that I just have to take care of myself then.
No, that's what you're saying. I'm saying don't focus on like what behavior I could do. How could I support you?
I thought,
like when you're in flight, fight, freeze.
But I'm confused because you asked me what you could do and I told you and then you said, no, it's not that.
What could I do for you? So I get the like the deep breathing for me and like taking accountability and say, hey, don't leave. You're still here. Because I'm saying that's great. That's like a healthy coping skill for me. I'm emotionally regulated, which makes you feel more safe. But what if I want to make you feel safe when I am still triggered? I want you to not go into flight, fight, freeze. I want you to know that it's going to be okay and that you don't have to have a plan in 20 minutes to make sure things are okay. I'm saying like, would you be like, is there something like I could, like if I really became an expert in you and I recognize like, oh, he's not giving eye contact right now. That means he's in his flight, fight, freeze nervous system response. Right? Regardless of like what I'm doing externally, can I just say, hey, I'm sensing this is happening and I want you to know I love you?
I don't know how you can do that though if you're still.
What would make you.
But I'm telling you and you're not liking what I'm telling you.
Well, it's not that I'm not liking that because I get that. Like me saying, hey, honey, I'm really triggered right now. I'm going to take a deep breath. That's great, but that's like all focused on me and what I can do.
But it's
control.
Not. It's not because it signals to me that you're able to put your stuff aside for a moment and be present for me.
So as you know, if you're an avid listener or you get our newsletter that we recently just started our coaching program. And so we've had a lot of discovery calls. And what we've noticed is there's not just one size that fits all.
So we took all of the information that we received when we met with these couples in these discovery calls, and we created three separate tiers.
What we just created feels like the most accessible for any couple, and that is now the Relationship Renovation At Home podcast membership.
So the At Home podcast membership is going to work through Patreon. So you'll sign up for a Patreon membership, and with that, you're going to get the couple's manual, and you can either get that printed version or you can get a downloadable version. And for each lesson in it, there's going to be an exclusive podcast episode that you can listen to before or during the time that you're working on it. Beyond the videos, there's going to be a monthly live Q&A that Tara and I host. And during that time, you'll just have the opportunity to ask questions, to get clarity on issues that maybe you and your partner are struggling, but it's going to happen every single month and you're going to be a part of it.
We get to support you through that journey in a very affordable way.
So then the next level is the certified coach package. And what that's going to include is 2 75-minute sessions a month. That's just you, your partner, and the coach. Access to a private Slack channel to receive coaching Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. You can pose questions. You can throw up struggles you're having, and you'll get coaching during the week. And full access to the podcast membership. And now the final tier of our three tiers is the Founders Premium Package. That is working privately with just Tara and myself. You meet with us twice a month for 75 minutes in which we help work you through the couple's manual, which you'll also receive a hard copy of. You'll have a private Slack channel where Tara and I will be interacting with you between Monday and Friday, 9 to 5. And as with every package, you'll have access to the podcast membership.
We've been working with couples in this model for over 10 years. We really go in depth to each of these lessons, and there's 31 lessons, by the way. So it takes most couples 6 to 9 months, just so you have an idea of what that looks like and how long the process will be. However, you will know when you've met your goals. So for some couples, they might need a membership for 6 months, for some 9 months, for some maybe longer. Regardless of if you decide one of these tiers fits you or you just decide to listen to our podcast free of charge, we're just so happy to be creating more accessibility to help your relationship thrive. That is our hearts. That is our passion. So thank you for trusting us. Again, reach out. We love hearing from you.
And if you have interest in any of these packages, right now the easiest thing to do is just to email us at coaching@relationshiprenovation.com. Just let us know what you're interested in, what you want to do, and we'll get back to you and help you out.
I actually wrote down these questions on my phone, like particularly in case we got caught up in this.
Okay.
Because I don't want this to be about me at all. I want this to be like, how can I, get out of my own way, especially in those moments, and like know what's happening for you internally.
All right.
I asked these questions just in case we got tripped up, you guys. So this is okay. Come in with a plan because I did this when. Okay. So I asked what's happening inside of you. That was my first question. Well, I think we kind of discussed this already, but like when you do that, when you said you dissociate and you kind of go inward, like what does that do for you? Like you said, it kind of keeps you in a survival mode, but like what is, like help me understand that better.
I feel more in control. I feel like I'm not going to make it worse because it feels to me like it feels like I have to be like very careful in those moments. Otherwise, I might say something that's going to make it worse. And it feels to me like doing nothing is safer than doing something.
So avoidance is way more protective.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Than doing the other thing.
For sure. Okay. Because avoidance.
So you're seeing it as protection. And I want to help you see that. That
protection is just and assurance that there's less escalation.
Well, yeah, because, well, then the other piece is like, I reject you if you're, like, you are protecting yourself from rejection or increased conflict.
Yeah, sure.
But what's happening?
Not like rejection, increased conflict.
Right, but increased conflict makes you feel what?
Like it's out of control, like it's going to get even more out of control.
Which is what's the belief, like that you've done something wrong or?
What's the belief? The belief is sort of like I am powerless.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have control. I am out of control. This is out of control.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just go back to this question that I have not asked you because I think it might help get us to the next piece is if naming what you need feels overwhelming, right? Like you're saying, I go within, I caretake myself. Right. If naming what you need feels overwhelming, what's one small first step I could look for?
For myself?
Yes.
I mean, the only thing that comes to mind is just like saying to myself, like, I'm safe. This is okay. This isn't my fault. Like, those are the things. Like, it's like it's still weird. It's still like internal dialogue. It's like the only thing I come up with. Like, I don't.
What would feel ideal? Like just like.
From whom?
For you. Like if instead of being in this avoidance protection, right? And in your, like I've got to stay this way because otherwise it's going to get out of control and whatever. Like what do you want? If like you truly trusted me, just me, not anybody else in the whole wide world, just me, that you didn't have to be in control, that it would be okay no matter what. Like, what would you want it to look like in moments of tension and conflict? Because we're going to have them all of the time. Yeah. I'm an emotional roller coaster, man, all the time, right? And I'm working on it, trying to, like, repair and as much as I can.
Yeah.
But what would it look like for you instead of holding that shit all together in those moments, having to control it and plan for it and go inward and isolate and avoid and make sure everybody's okay, including me, but not you.
I mean, it would look like just freedom. It would just look like, hey, okay, she's mad. All right. I said that thing. It would be like not judging myself. It wouldn't be feeling responsible. It would just be like, oh, she's mad.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
You're okay?
Yeah. It would be just like, I don't have to control this.
What, say the opposite of I don't have to control this. I want it because you're going to.
I am free.
Like, I am free.
I can be me.
I can be me. I am free. Yeah,
that was my truth in that moment.
Safe. Like
I didn't do anything wrong. Like yeah. I got it right. Mm-hmm. Those were just my words. I didn't swear, curse, yell. I just said something.
Yeah. And then what do you think the next part would be between us? Because now it's like if you're feeling out of control and things are just going to go crazy, and so you're avoiding, right? Then that keeps us separate. The other option is you being vulnerable, you trusting that it's safe. What could happen? I could still lose my shit, right? But it's okay. Like, because you're still safe and I'm allowed to be me and I got to get my shit together. There's some accountability here on me. Like you said, it would be nice if you could take a deep breath. It would be nice if you could. Absolutely. And then if I refuse to do that and I keep torturing you in that way and like don't create an emotionally safe environment, that's one thing. But you got to give me the chance. The only way I can feel like I'll have a chance is if you even like, hey, Tara, I got to let you know this moment happened today. And instead of being in this thing that I do of freezing, figuring it out 20 minutes, I was saying I was safe and that we can handle this and that I can handle this and that I can be vulnerable with you. Because now I know internally you're trying to do something different. It's going to take a little bit to change because it's been your instinct probably for a really long time. And then I'm going to know that like you're working on that. I'll continue to work on because I heard those words. I need you to like calm yourself down. Like not all the time will I be able to, but I want you to, regardless of what I look like externally, I want you to be like, I'm okay. I can handle this. Like it's not your job to keep me emotionally regulated. It's your job to support me, just like it's my job to support you. And do you know that, EJ, in those moments, you're also emotionally dysregulated, and
yeah, of course.
I feel powerless too, but there's only so much I can do because I need you to do that work too, you know, and I know that you're doing that work, but yeah. So this is the thing with someone who's more, right, I'm more demonstrative and I say everything that I need and then some, and you go very within and you have this whole process by yourself. I don't want you to, and I know it'll be clunky and I know that you'll still like mistrust it, but like, I really want you to just try with me and just see what happens.
I got to like, because what I'm hearing is really what I need to do is I just need to assure myself that I can be me and I didn't get anything wrong. So how do I bring you in on that? That's my confusion. This morning,
yeah.
I said that thing.
Yeah.
You got mad. I instantaneously sort of froze.
Yeah.
So in that moment, I say, hey, honey.
No.
No.
There's no way you would do it in that moment.
So that
maybe 2 hours, 3 hours, 20 minutes that you come and say, Tara, I want you to know I did this differently. Instead of going internally, and I wanted to, and my beliefs were there, I'm going to tell you what happened for me. And I actually know that, like, I don't have to, like, have some grand plan to prevent you from being upset in the future. That like
so then I just like internally inside my head, I say, my perception is she's mad at me for what I said, and that's okay.
Well, yeah, we always are going to trigger each other.
I'm trying to understand like what.
This is kind of why you're in the hot seat. Like you, what, and this is where like I think it's hard. It might be more difficult for you because you don't know what you need.
Subtle because
you're saying in those moments what you really want ideally is to feel free.
Yeah, I want to feel free. I don't want to feel like it's my fault. I don't want to feel like I don't want to take on all the responsibility of like maintaining the mood structure of our relationship.
So how does one shift that?
So yes. This is what's really confusing for me is like and I could totally be getting this wrong. When you tell me, like, okay, when you get activated, you're like, honey, I need you to come up to me and just put your hands on my face and tell me that everything is okay and show me you can handle it.
Yes, I need
you to. But then what we're talking about is like in that moment where I need something, I need to just talk to myself.
No.
And so it feels.
It doesn't quite.
But you just said like, no, tell it to me like 20 minutes later. So
no, I'm confused. I was just trying to create strategies, E. Like I know for me what I need. Yeah. I know I need you to come to me like and lean in and be like, it's okay, we got this. Whatever it is you need, I just don't know what it is. So I'm kind of thinking of strategies because I can't tell you, that has to come from you. Like you're the one that feels unsafe in those moments. All I can say is I'm here to support you. I want to know what's happening. I want you to feel safe with me. And then you have to really understand what is it that you know that you want to feel free, but what does that mean? Do you know what I mean? Like, so it could be anything. Like, maybe you do need me to come in and just give you a hug. Like, it's okay.
Say like, I'm triggered, but I still love you. I mean, that is a need in the moment. Like, I'm triggered, but I totally still love you.
Okay. So I'm triggered. I still love you. And that's going to help you feel.
Like, okay, she's upset about that, but it's just like you're saying it. That you need me to say, it's all right, we got this, we're gonna get through it. It's just like, okay, like.
Do you believe that's true? When I ask you for that, when I say, hey, hon, I need you to come to me and say, we're gonna be okay, we've got that.
Yeah,
do you
totally
believe that's true?
Yeah, for sure.
So when I come to you and say, hey, I know I'm triggered, but we're still okay, you believe that will be true?
Yeah, because I know it, but in the moment, I don't feel it. I know it, I don't feel it. Because I'm triggered. I'm like triggered and like, yeah, I'm triggered into the opposite.
So we're kind of saying the same thing.
For sure.
When we're both really triggered, even though mine's demonstrative and yours is internal, we both need each other to come and say like, we got this shit. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Right? That's it.
Totally.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Now I know what you need. You need the same thing I do.
Yes. It's the execution because you see, like, I struggle in the execution of doing it from you. And I think that you will struggle a little bit.
Of course I will, but now I know.
Yeah.
So this is awesome.
Yeah, I don't want anything like crazy. I just want to know, like, yeah, I'm upset. I'm upset.
We got this.
But we still got this. I love you still.
We'll be okay no matter what.
We know we'll figure this out. We both want the same things. I mean, that's what like.
All right. People listening who might have avoidant partners who very unconsciously at the core of them literally have a mistrust that nobody can soothe them and take care of them and support them except themselves. If your partner is willing to trust the other partner, the intimate partner, even though it'll be clunky, even though there will be times where I will totally get it wrong, there's freedom within it. We will keep you posted because now I know instead of deer in headlights, I'll still see that all of the time and I'm not going to use that. Now I know you're having a response of mistrust, an internal response where you feel unsafe. And I am not going to trigger that anymore. I'm going to come in and I'm going to be like, hey, I know this is uncomfortable. We love each other. We're going to be okay. This is okay. You're okay. You've done nothing wrong. I've done nothing wrong. We're just triggered right now. And we're going to differentiate the hell out of ourselves together.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody's ever done that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going to try.
I don't know.
I'm going to try. But has anyone ever sat down with you and asked why you go internally and withdraw the way you do?
Other than
a therapist?
Just, you know, I think you've, I mean, I give you credit. Like, you've definitely tried.
I know. But I mean, and I'm going to keep trying because I love you.
We spent 35 minutes, you know, and like, how often do we spend 35 minutes where like, you know, and I felt triggered at times in that because I was just like, I feel like I'm not getting heard.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely felt that, you know, so I felt triggered, but we like stuck with it.
Yeah.
I feel some release. Like I definitely felt that avoidant part of myself coming up and just being like, okay, just like fucking tell her what she wants to hear. And then,
then
she'll get it. But I stuck with it and I kept pushing back because I think that's the same thing. Like I do the same thing. You tell me what you need.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, struggle with it. And I think like sometimes you keep pushing, and I think sometimes you probably do the same thing where you're just like, screw it. He's never going to do it. So like,
yeah.
And that's what I was feeling at times, was like, I feel like I'm telling her what she needs. And it's this like slippery slope also between,
yeah.
I mean, I think that was a sticking point, and a little bit was like, some of it is like really just my responsibility of like showing up in a different way. But then some of it is like your responsibility
totally.
And of knowing me and knowing like, well, shit, I'm not like, you know, my, because remember we used to have these fights where you would be like, you keep telling me you're a good guy, because in these moments, like a lot of times, like I feel like you think I'm not a good guy.
I know, but when you say I feel like you know me, like because of the avoidant tendencies, I really truly don't know you during difficult times. So I'm getting to know you. You're being more vulnerable now, but it's really hard. So when you say I know you, like I truly don't in those times. I don't know that you have such a mistrust.
Yeah.
That you have to do it all, and that you're having this game plan for 20 minutes down, 2 hours down. I don't know those things.
I might do that, like I do that constantly in my life. Like I can think, I was driving home and it says nothing to do with you. I was thinking about last night, a conversation I'm going to have with somebody else sometime in the next 3 weeks. There's another person I can think about. Like, I know, like I have to have this conversation. It'll probably be in about 3 months. Like I'm constantly doing that. And some of it's functional. We do that. Like we game plan for our life, but then there's some of it that's like highly dysfunctional in relationship with you.
Well, and I'm just going to say the pushback that you got from me, like if I can just be honest, like I know parts of you, and I know that you want everyone to feel okay. And like, you don't want to ruffle the, you want to like orchestrate that everybody's good. And like the part that was on, I was pushing you back on, like, is there is going to be many, many times that people lose their shit, and it is not your responsibility to fix it. So you kept going like, if you hang on one sec, let me just finish this. Because I get it. I get why, right? Because you can get uncomfortable and you avoid conflict. And for me, whether it's just with me, it doesn't have to be about anybody else. I want you to be okay even if I'm not okay. I need you to be okay even if I'm not okay. I need you to have that source of autonomy and security and trust within yourself and us, that even when I'm not okay, it's not your fault. You're not a bad person. You haven't done anything wrong. I'm just tripped up on my own anxieties, and that's for me to regulate too, but for us to support each other in it. So that was that pushback you kept getting from me too. Like, but what if I'm not okay? And I know the things are going to help you to alleviate that. I get that. But what I really heard, and what I'm taking away from this conversation, and I'm sure people are like, okay, no, is that like we both get reactive and defensive, and we both feel alone, and we don't feel supported in those moments of conflict, that just coming in and say, we've got this, we're okay. A reminder, like, let's do this differently, because we both want to feel really safe with each other, even when we feel awful internally.
Yeah.
And I got you, babe.
I got you.
You got us. And we're going to follow up on this. How was it to have this conversation today?
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate you.
Frustrating at times. Liberating at times, like freeing at times, just like saying things. And like, it felt really safe because I feel like I was allowed to push back without you getting frustrated at me. And so like, I need some of that space, like that sometimes I can like get, I can push back and that you can handle it. Like it gives me, it's trust building. Like, I can be confused, or I can not be understanding what's going on, and that's okay.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was hard, but also like liberating and enlightening.
We just keep building upon these moments, and we would love to hear your thoughts, experience, feedback on the conversation we just had. I had EJ in the wifey reflection seat, not the hot seat, talking about his avoidance. I feel like I understand
it intense.
So much better. I love your avoidance piece, because I love that he protected you for so long. I just don't want him to protect you from me. That's all. But I love that part of you. He's a beautiful part of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Got me through some shit.
Yeah. But no, not with me anymore. We're going to like We're going to recognize he's there.
Shoo-shoo.
We don't shoo-shoo him away. He's a beautiful part of you, but recognize he's there, but he just can't come in between us because your heart's bigger than that and your heart wants to feel free. And that's where we're going. We're doing kind of parts work right here, IFS. It's awesome stuff, but your heart is bigger than that part of you, that avoidance, but that avoidance has protected you and got you through many times. So sure. I love that part of you too. I just don't like it when it ruffles with us. You know what I mean?
Made me uncomfortable.
I'll acknowledge it. Like, you're here, avoidance. Like, I love you. You're here, but I need EJ. I want him to be free. Cool. Here we go. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being vulnerable. I love you. Thank you, avoidance, for being a part here today. We really acknowledge everything you've done here, but we're going to let EJ be in charge. As always, thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other.
Bye-bye.
Me and you just singing on the train. Me and you listening to the rain. Me and you, we are the same.